Welcome to Be Strong Minded podcast. I'm your host, Petia Kolibova, a passionate coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and have been playing it small due to toxic relationships or childhood trauma they have never healed from in their past, which has caused them to create a life that wasn't true to them or their sole purpose. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can finally do what they want to do, what feels good to them, which is serve other women in a powerful way online. Each week, I will be offering an interview on an idea that will support you to leave behind what it's not serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself and up-leveling your life is now. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Be Strong Minded. Today, Quickie is going to be sponsored by Meant for More Life event, one-day transformational event in April 27th, Saturday, in sunny Las Vegas, where all the ambitious women who know that are meant for more, who have been pushed down, pleasing other people, and really not stepping into their power, who are ready for their next step, are going to rise together. Are you looking for the tips, the tools, the strategies, seeing incredible speakers who are living their truth for sisterhood, or maybe just getting away from the life that you've been living up until now, even if it's just for a one day? Then this event is for you. And it will tie into today's episode about how to overcome anxiety. Because I know that some of you might still be suffering with social anxiety when you are still overthinking every step and every word you might say, because you're afraid to be judged or you're afraid to hurt other people. And I remember 10 years ago when I used to live in Spain, I was so scared of driving. Like, you have no idea. I would be overthinking the whole night where I will go park, where is the slowest traffic. I would be afraid to speak with people that I didn't know. Hard to believe today, right? The thing is that I would be so afraid to go and do new things and try new things, because even though I would go and do them, deep inside, I would be suffering and nobody would be able to tell, because on the outside, I always looked put together. On the outside, everything always looked okay. And on the inside, I was screaming and I was feeling lonely and I was feeling misunderstood. And I was thinking, people will think I'm crazy. Why she would be afraid to go out? Why she would be afraid to drive? Why she would feel uncomfortable to speak with other people? All of these things and so many million more. If you ever heard about monkey mind, there I was. I was always overthinking every and each step. And one of the things that truly, truly helped me was facing my fears. You know, there is that saying, fake it till you make it. What I truly believe is face it till you make it. No amount of breathing or meditating, it's going to really help you overcome this gap from where you are to where you want to be. As far as the feeling, then the action itself. The action creates momentum. The momentum creates confidence. And when you're confident, when you once can do something that you thought once was impossible, then you're getting into the mindset of what's possible. Excuse me as I interrupt today's podcast episode, which I hope you're getting a ton of value from. But today, I want to share with you something that I am really excited about. So if you are ready to finally dig deep and dissolve those internal battles that are keeping you from a lackluster life, then I am here for you. Me and another speakers are joining our forces for one-day transformational event called Meant for More in sunny Las Vegas, April 27. Leave behind your limiting beliefs, fears, people-pleasing, and become the happy, healthy, and empowered woman you are meant to be. The seats are limited, so make sure to head over to meantformore.life and get your early bird ticket now before they are sold out. I remember when I was in Spain, my friend Mishka, she was driving her car and she had an automatic car, which in Europe, back then we didn't have so many of those. Everything was a stick, you know, stick drive. So when she was driving her automatic car, she was like laid back, relaxed, windows down, one hand on the wheel, one hand out of the window, breeze was coming into her face. She was listening to the music. She was smiling. I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish I could be like you. And I said it out loud. I told her, I really wish I could be like you. Because I was so scared to take my car that any time I had an opportunity for someone to drive me, I would just ask, let's save on parking, you know, fees, let's just go together. And it was crippling because in Spain, you have to drive everywhere. Everywhere is far. Like here in the United States, not in Czech Republic. There, I could take a bus. I could take a train. It was so easy. But in Spain, you need a car or a lot of patience because the buses, even when they say they will come, they're not coming. In Spain, everything it's mañana, tomorrow. Everything it's tomorrow. So you got to be waiting and you got to be patient. And not always you will get all. So I truly, truly learned that through taking the actions and do the things that I'm the most afraid of, it just gives you the freedom of, wow, I've survived. Wow, it wasn't that bad. Or maybe it was, but if you can do it once, girl, you can do it twice or three times. And then it becomes easier. And a couple of days ago, it was beautiful sunny day here in Las Vegas. I was driving with my windows down. My hair was in my face, all over my face. I was listening to music. I was singing and I realized, wow, 10 years ago, I couldn't do this. What are the things that are stopping you? What is the fear that it's crippling you from living your life? What can you do right now? Just write it down today. Maybe you are not going to go and drive that car or go to that meeting or start new social media account for your dream business. Maybe you're not going to have a 10 sales calls today. And what can you do today? You can take your journal and face your fears, knowing and be willing to accept that you have them because you're not less off just because you're having your fears. You're more of you because you have them and you are not the only one and you are not alone. Trust me. I am super excited to see what was your biggest takeaway from this episode. So make sure that you take a screenshot and share it on Instagram so I can reshare it and we can rise together, sister. Let's rise. The world needs us. No more hiding. No more dimming your light. It's your time. And it's now. I love you. And I'm excited to hear from you. Thank you so much for spending your time with me on the Be Strong Minded podcast. I'm happy we could share this time together to create the space for the new exciting life that it's on its way. And if this message hit home for you, just screenshot this episode and go to your Instagram stories to share it. To share the screenshot photo on your stories using Instagram app, you will just tap onto the picture on the top of the left of your screen or swipe right from anywhere in the feed. To choose a photo from your iPhone's library or gallery, click the square on the left of your screen. Just make sure to add there the mention, my handle, be.strongminded, or just use the feature to type and type in with the text be.strongminded. When you're ready to share, just tap your stories in the bottom left. I'm so grateful for you, and I love sharing this life being with you. I would love to send you a virtual hug, and you can do the same for me. To send me a virtual hug, you can just leave me a review on the iTunes. It really means a world to me, and I always get super excited to share the review of the day with others on my feed too. To leave a review for a podcast from your iPhone or iPad, you just launch the Apple Podcast app, tap search bar, and then enter the name Be Strong-Minded Podcast. Tap the blue search key at the bottom right, tap the album for the podcast, and tap the reviews tab. Tap the right review at the bottom. I'm so excited to continue growing with you. And for now, I'm sending you the promised virtual hug, so much love and smiles.